time to look at hidden history. You'll have to forgive Charles Fay this morning if he sounds a little whiny, because we're actually talking about wine, the wine region of central Victoria. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. I'm very sparkling, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very good. Hey. So it has a very long and successful and interesting history, wine in our region. And the reason I brought it up this morning is because one of the longest running wine and food festivals, the Bendigo Heritage Uncorked, which we're going to be talking about later in the show, has also moved online, as so many things have had to because of the pandemic. So I thought, why not look back at the history of winemaking in this region?
Yeah, well, it goes right back to the very beginnings of the gold rush, and I think one of the reasons the wine industry developed, Mark, was because gold brought to Australia continental Europeans rather than just Brits who had more of a culture of making beer. And so the first gold vines were planted in the 1850s out at Epsom. But unfortunately, that area was sort of covered with the tailings from the mines, the sludge. So when land was opened up for settlement, Germans and other continental Europeans moved out to places like Axe Creek, Emu Creek, you know, out on the edges of Bendigo, and a very thriving wine industry had developed by the 1860s.
Yeah, well, it's amazing when you look that, Victoria generally in the 1880s, 90s produced half of Australia's wine, which is quite incredible. And then when you add into it, I don't mind the old Heathcote Shiraz, it's very nice, but it sort of helped a little bit by 500 million year old soil as well. So a bit of fertility there for wine.
Yeah, that's the Cambrian soils, is it, I think?
I'll take your word for that, mate. I just saw it was 500 million years old. So.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the Heathcote wines were started by a group of German settlers who moved, they were working on puddling machines out at Epsom, and in 1860 they sort of overlanded and crossed the ranges and came to the sort of what I suppose the Colwyn Abbin, which is a sort of extension of the Heathcote district, and bought blocks of land there, and very quickly a guy called Henning Rafgen had built a wine cellar and had some rather splendid vines growing in the Colwyn Abbin district.
Yeah, that was Cambrian soil, by the way. I just looked while we were talking there, so yes, you were quite right. Yeah, well, it's sort of almost now over the last several decades become quite, even though it's very broad, and I know that there's a lot of our wine that also goes to China or has been going to China, but at the same time, there's a bit of a boutique feel to a lot of it as well. There's some very nice smaller wineries that offer the whole sensory experience, not just, whipping the top off a bottle.
Yeah, I suppose our region's sort of, I mean, going back to the 1870s, they produced a wine called Hermitage, which I understand was Shiraz. So I think the sort of Heathcote district and is renowned for its Shirazes. And what you were saying yesterday, Bendigo Cab Sav is the go there, is it?
Yes, they say that Bendigo historically was part of the Heathcote region, but has since distinguished itself as sort of separate with its Cab Sav. And yeah, you're right that Heathcote predominantly known for its Shiraz because of that soil and, just the right conditions.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, though, in the 19th century, that the centre of the wine industry was the Bendigo region. So, as I said, there was only a few vineyards out along the sort of Colwyn Abbin range. But there's an interesting story. I don't know if it's true that in 1873 there was a wine judging competition in Vienna, and they tasted these colonial wines, and they said these couldn't be colonial wines; they were too good. And they they suggested that the French wines might have been sent to Australia and come back under an Australian label.
Oh, yes, we can't have things that are too good come from them, from the Antipodes, can we? No.
No.
Interesting stuff.
Also, the wine industry, just to give you some statistics, in 1864, there were 40 vineyards in the Bendigo district, and That had dropped a bit by the 1890s when there were still 20 vineyards of 10 or more acres. So it was a thriving industry, but it's tragically ended. I suppose we could discuss that, Mark.
In what respect?
Well, in the 1860s, a sort of mite appeared in European vines from North America, known as phylloxera. And that was kept out of Victoria until the 1890s. But in 1893, phylloxera was found in the Victorian, in the Bendigo vineyards, and the Victorian government acted rather aggressively. And rather than try and salvage the vines in the Bendigo region, it was discovered that if you grafted Californian vine stock onto traditional European stock, you could reduce the impact of phylloxera. Okay. But the Victorian government sort of ignored that, and in 1893, when phylloxera was discovered, they basically said, grub out all the vineyards in the Bendigo district, and that destroyed the wine industry.
Wow. All right, we're going to have to leave it there, Charles, but interesting indeed, and thank you very much as always, and we'll chat again next week.
Okay, Mark, see you.
Good on you. Charles Fay, our history expert, joining us on the Wake Up Call.